This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching God's coming kingdom. I want you to be ready for God's kingdom, because it's going to be established when Jesus returns again. The Bible talks clearly about the kingdom of God. That kingdom was near and dear to the heart and of Jesus, and he talked about it throughout his ministry. And Jesus is the king of that kingdom, and he will begin to rule and reign in the kingdom of God when he returns. And I believe that that day is not far away. There's nobody that knows the day or the hour except God, who is the creator of heaven and earth. The Bible even says in Matthew 24 that Jesus didn't know the day. Only his Father knew. And this day, as we worship God today, it's a very special day because it's nearing Christmas. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent. And there's a special verse in our lesson today that is prophetic about Jesus. One of the interesting things about prophecy is that people say history repeats itself. There are events in Scripture that occur, and they are a sign of something similar that will happen again. And this is an illustration of one of those from Isaiah chapter 7. I'd like to have you get a Bible and follow along as we study the Scriptures today. Get a pencil and paper and write down the verses that we refer to, so you can go back and re-examine them yourself. I'm encouraged by what I see in the Scripture as I see prophecy fulfilled before our eyes. And the passage we're going to read as the lesson from on this fourth Sunday of Advent is taken from the book of Isaiah in chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. And here's what the Word of God says. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, he was one of the kings, saying, ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be put deep as Sheol or high as heaven. Sheol means the grave. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, a young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose kings you are in dread will be deserted. This is the passage from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. There is a dual prophecy here in part of this passage, because 12 years after this prophecy was mentioned, he said the nations, the kings, the two kings that you are in dread of will come upon you. Israel was overtaken. 12 years after this prophecy, Damascus was captured by Assyria, and Israel had fallen. And this was in 732 BC and 722 BC. And we see that this prophecy was written about 700 BC, 700 years before the time of Christ. And the dual prophecy is the sign. For the sign that a virgin or a young woman is going to conceive was spoken of in the New Testament. And we know this to be spoken of Jesus, that a virgin will conceive and bring forth the Son. And we find that in the book of Luke, in the first chapter, Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 26, write that verse down, we read that in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And we have the beginning of the story of Jesus going to be born of Mary. A virgin will conceive. And this was the sign to the nation of Israel that a virgin would conceive, and it was Mary who brought forth the Son, Jesus, the Messiah. There's an interesting statement here that this virgin would conceive and bring forth a son, and his name would be called Emmanuel. And as we look in the New Testament, the name Emmanuel means God is with us. It's interpreted very often that because it says God is with us, that this is Jehovah himself. And I want to declare to you from Scripture that this is Jesus, the Son of God, Jehovah's offspring, not Jehovah himself. We find that because it mentions God is with us does not mean it is personally Jehovah or Yahweh of the Old Testament. If you write down the passage of Exodus chapter 7, Exodus chapter 7 and verse 1, we have a story of Moses as he was striving to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I will make you as God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet, and you will speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall speak to Pharaoh, that he will let the sons of Israel go out of his land." God, Jehovah, creator of heaven and earth, made Moses as God to Pharaoh. God is a title. And Moses was as God to Pharaoh. He was God's agent there in Egypt. Jehovah, creator of heaven and earth, reigns in heaven above. And his way of satisfying the need that man had for salvation was providing his son Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. And Jesus was born unto Mary. She bore this son, this child. Mary was the virgin, and the child Jesus was born to Mary. Mary was a little concerned in how all this would take place. And she was pondering the statement when the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. For this reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God." Jesus is God's Son, a total separate individual from God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. It is clear that God is the Father, and he is providing a son, a human being born in the womb of Mary. It is a miracle birth, for it is God overshadowing Mary, and a virgin conceives, and Jesus is born. The miracle here is that Jesus will, as he grows as a proper child. He increases in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, in favor with man. That's Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. And he grows into a proper child. and follows the instruction of God Almighty, his Father. God is perfect. God is immortal. God is all-powerful. He's everywhere present. He's perfect, and you cannot improve on perfection. But Jesus, the child, as he grew, Luke 2:52 shows that he increased in wisdom and in stature. He increased in favor with God, and he increased in favor with man. He grew in these four areas, and you can't improve upon perfection. It is definitely clearly seen here as a totally separate individual from God Almighty, the Father, creator of heaven and earth. Jesus is the Son, and Jesus was born for the purpose of dying and then coming back to life and then ruling and reigning. And this is the Savior that we honor, his birth this coming week. Jesus is the Christ. Christ means God's anointed one, God's chosen one, God's agent. And just as Moses was God to Pharaoh, Jesus is as God to us, God's agent, as he was before his people in his day, teaching and preaching and showing things about the coming kingdom of God. He represented God. He was God's agent, but he was God's son. Clearly, a unique and special individual who is coming again. And when he returns, he will raise the dead. And he will then set up a kingdom that we've been talking about throughout this month. Set up a kingdom and set a perfection. And ultimately, he's going to turn everything over and make his Father all in all. It's a glorious passage as we honor Jesus Christ, Jesus the Son of God, Jesus the Messiah, this week, and honor his birth. May God bless you in this Christmas season when you honor the birth of God's only begotten Son. Amen.